The West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS, bit of a rocker there from Powderfinger on My Mind from 2003, probably their signature song. Time now to catch up with the team at Community Care Tasmania as we head up to Christmas. Good to catch up with Susan once again. G'day, Susan, how are you going?
Hi, Servo, I'm terrific, thank you.
That's good.
This is such a silly season, let's face it.
Oh, it is. Yes, it's amazing. The mad rush of shopping. I mean, it's Christmas is it can be a very, very, very stressful time, can't it?
Yes, it can be for many, many people. Even particularly for those who, of course, don't have family supports around them.
Mm.
And it's really hard to know what will be the case for many people this year with borders opening on the 15th, as to who's actually going to get a chance to have family come in if they're interstate or not. But even so, you know, it's really weird, I think, how sometimes Christmas, you know, it's like that clearing shed for lots of issues that can pile up through the year
that
can get aired on Christmas Day. So it's not always the most joyful time. And as you said, and I'm sure it's because people are quite stressed about, you know, having covered all bases and being remembered and all the rest of it. And that's particularly with older people. I was actually in an aged care facility yesterday talking to a dear old friend of mine and trying to work out how I can organise, and her mobility is an issue. So, yeah, thinking now, well, I'll just go and get her in a wheelchair and wheel her somewhere that I can have a bit of a Christmas celebration together. So that's what I'm going to try and do. So,
you know,
people try and factor in things, but it doesn't always work.
No, that's right. It's amazing how we get all this food and prepare it, and then we think, oh, we're not going to have enough. And then we have plenty of them left over, plenty of food left over to last us probably into the new year. I think I get sick of the ham at about the 10th of January.
Well, that's right. I've already overindulged. Yeah,
very
well, you know, one of the things that I actually do at Community Care, which is one of the hats I wear, is I coordinate a community visitor scheme, which actually has volunteers going in to visit people who are socially isolated, who might be living in the community or they're in aged care facilities. And, I met up with some of them for lunch last week just to thank them for their perseverance, because once upon a time it was an easy thing to go into an aged care home, but these days, in the COVID reality we live in, it's a bit of a performance. So there's kind of perseverance in that. But yes, you know, just to remember people who don't have anyone, just take a second and think, God, I could make somebody's day by, you know, delivering them a rose or a chocolate or something.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. I like that. Now, obviously, you know, as you say, there are people who find Christmas not as satisfying as others, and there are people that are having problems around Christmas time. So, obviously, you guys have your opening and closing hours, so let's just let people know about that.
Indeed. If you are with Community Care Tasmania, your services, if they, they will go ahead as normal unless you've been alerted otherwise, if they're not strictly essential and people want that time off, because it's not just our staff, you know, our support staff wanting to have time with families. It's also some families or clients who have got people coming in to stay with them who think, no, we don't want services for those few days while we've got people here. We just want to enjoy the time we've got. So if that's the case and you do want to cancel services, please let us know so we don't roster staff to attend.
Yes.
The office will be closed from 2 o'clock on Friday the 24th, so next Friday we will close the office at 2 o'clock. Obviously, Christmas is a bit strange this year because Christmas Day falls on a Saturday and Boxing Day on a Sunday. So the Monday and Tuesday, the 27th and 28th, have been gazetted as public holidays. So our office is closed those days as well. We reopen on Wednesday, the 29th of December. And the same will happen on New Year's Day as well, because that's a Saturday this year. And we will have that. We will be closed that Monday, the 3rd of January.
Okay.
As well.
Yes.
I hope that's clear.
Yep, I think it is. I think it's pretty clear. And I guess you know, for you guys, you need the time off as well. It can be a very stressful job, as most jobs are. So, you know, I was just saying to Chris Walpole for Pharmacy Moments yesterday that it's important that our health workers, be it physical or mental of health, are in good health as well. So we've got to keep that into consideration as well.
Absolutely. And again, with Tassie's borders opening up on the 15th, there's been a real, because, you know, all our staff are vaccinated. It's a mandatory thing in our sector to be double vaccinated, which doesn't necessarily mean that all our clients are. So we do please ask all our clients to likewise be vaccinated to protect our staff. But yeah, so there's quite a lot of, it's a big ask. It's actually quite a huge job in many respects, the time and the care and the commitment people give out. So even if our staff are going in there to do domestic assistance, you can imagine if they're doing five of those a day for different people, that in itself is just physically tiring exercise. And on top of that, you know, most of them have got that radar to think, okay, how is this person travelling? Do they need whatever? And to follow those things up. So there's that care and commitment that's there, whether they're coming in to give you assistance with personal care or, as I said, to do some domestic assistance that the things that you can no longer do.
Sure.
So, yeah. Well, and I have to say, you know, what were the services that were still operating in the height of COVID lockdowns? It was our sector. You know, our staff were on the front line along with the health providers in hospitals, etc. So we're an essential service, and I don't think that people sometimes really understand how important
absolutely
this is.
All right, look, well, thank you for joining us. Great to catch up with you as always. And look, we wish you and every member of the staff a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. And keep punching at the Community Care Tasmania.
Okay, and look, can I just say, if you do have any concerns or want to talk to anyone at Community Care Tasmania, please ring us on our 1300 722 400 number before the 24th, just if there's anything that you want to concern about. But we are open on Wednesday the 29th, so we're only closed for a few days.
Okay. Great. Excellent.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, you have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope all your listeners do as well.
Thank you very much. All the best, Susan. That's
Okay,
bye for now. That's Susan Aikett joining us from Community Care Tasmania on 7XS.